Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us tonight for our time of ministry in the Word of God and our Bible study. Hallelujah. God is awesome. He's good. He's mighty gracious. Amen and amen. Praise God. I trust God that you're doing well. There's so much to be thankful for. And it's a blessing to be alive in the land of the living. Amen. We're so privileged to be here today, to be here in this season, to be alive, to be well, to have the opportunity to be an expression of the power, the life, and the glory and the graces of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm so thankful. Wherever you are joining us from, God bless you. I know you will not regret it. You'll be thankful that you joined our Bible study tonight. Like all of us who join regularly are ever so thankful. What a blessing. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Coming out of the celebrations of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, there's a fresh pep in our steps. It's just a fresh bounce. There's such great grace that we experience, that we're exposed to because of the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of his favor to us, because of his goodness, because of his love, his loving kindness, his faithfulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's share a word of prayer tonight and let's get into the Word of God. And my heart is inditing a good matter. I'm truly excited in the presence of God. I'm truly excited to be here. I'm truly excited to have this awesome privilege to be able to share in the Word of God with us tonight. Amen. And I hope you are excited too. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for tonight. What a glorious blessing. What an opportunity you have given to us that we can come together again tonight in your presence. Lord, wherever we are, Lord, brothers and sisters, one with Christ, not separated by distance, not separated by culture, not separated by race or anything else, but one in Christ. And to have the opportunity to be able to come together in your presence, what a glory. Father, we come and we thank you. And precious Holy Spirit, we invite your presence. Everything that you prepared for us tonight, help us enter into it. Lord, all of you and none of us. We don't want to talk about us. We don't want to talk about what's in our minds, our natural minds. Lord, we want to minister the things that you, the Holy Spirit, has inserted, has imparted into our spirit beings. And Father, we ask you for the spirit of illumination, for light, in the name of Jesus. Cause the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened. Help us see what we ought to see in your word tonight. Grant me grace, losing my tongue. Help me speak your word clearly, boldly, with accuracy. The word of truth, the word of light. I give you praise, Father. I bless your name for all of my brothers and sisters. I pray for them to have understanding. Great grace to be upon them, that we receive everything that you have for us tonight. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Welcome. Whatever platform you are joining us on, thank you for being here tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hope you have your study materials. I hope you are ready to dive into the Word of God, your Bible, all devices, iPad, phones, tablets, Androids, whatever it is you use. Hallelujah. God is not limited by the medium, the different media that we have. There are places where people go and they don't even let them carry the Bible, the physical Bible, right? They have to depend on other ways of being able to access the Word of God. It is awesome, though, if you don't have those restrictions, that you are close to the Word of God. that you hold the word of God close to your heart, that it's ever near to you, that you're always feasting in it, you're always celebrating in it. Amen. So thank you again for joining us tonight, whatever platform you're joining us on. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, we're going to go into an all-important subject that the Lord, I know that the Lord wants us to study for the next several weeks. I don't know how long we'll go as far as the Holy Spirit helps us. And once we sense that it's time to make a shift, then we will make a shift. And we will go on to something else that the Lord leads us to. But I know that the Lord wants us to camp out around here for just a little while. I also know that I know that Satan is going crazy. He's losing his mind. He's so scared. He knows when believers begin to get into areas like this, he is in trouble. He is in big trouble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He knows there's an empowerment that is coming that he just can't stop. And he's scared stiff. And we're truly excited because we know that we're being empowered by the word of God. We know we're entering into the fullness of the things that God has prepared for us. And we're truly excited about it. Hallelujah. Can somebody say amen? Glory to God. So for a few weeks, beginning tonight, I'm going to start slowly tonight. Just have us go around a few scriptures, share a few comments, make a few notes. And over the next several weeks, we're going to explore certain areas, and I'm going to tell you some of the things that we're going to be discussing in just a minute here. But we're going to be, our general broad our topic is going to be what I've called Believers' Authority and Dominion, BAD for short. Believers' Authority and Dominion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're just coming out of this resurrection celebration, Easter season. Hallelujah. I believe absolutely that one of the greatest revelations any believer can have in their lives is the revelation of the resurrection. What happened? What happened at the resurrection? What happened? The essence of the resurrection, the power of the resurrection. No wonder Paul said, in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10, he says that my determined purpose, hallelujah, is to know him, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. There is something super extraordinarily powerful about the revelation of the resurrection of Christ. Satan will do everything he possibly can to stop believers from knowing and understanding the repercussions, the deep meaning, the weight, the gravity, the power, the glory that flows out of the understanding of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he's lost. Amen. As always, he is lost. And we're going to be studying believers' authority and dominion. Everything began with the resurrection of Christ. Everything. When Jesus rose from the dead, suddenly he gained access to everything that the Father had. And he didn't just gain access to everything the Father had for himself. He gained access to everything the Father had in order to be able to transmit it to us. Before his death and resurrection, he had access to everything that the Father had. However, after his death and resurrection, the Bible says he was lifted up. In Philippians chapter 2, the Bible says, and God therefore exalted him and gave him a name. That's from verse 5, Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5. Gave him a name that is far higher than every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, that happened at his resurrection. That happened at his resurrection. Philippians chapter 2. And let's read in, glory to God. Let's read verse 9. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that, verse 11, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You have to bear with me. We just got started. And the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is flowing so strong and so powerful. I mean, I knew I was excited about this series of studies, but I didn't realize how open the heavens were already. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's Philippians chapter 2, and that's from verse 9. That's verse 9 to verse 11. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Woo-hoo. Somebody help me thank God for the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory, glory, glory. Just help me praise God for the resurrection of Christ. Help me praise God for the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for going to the cross for us. Thank you, Lord, for going to the grave. Thank you. Thank you for not staying in the grave, for being raised up in resurrection power by the glory of God. And thank you for fulfilling the purpose of God for your resurrection. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. My brothers and my sisters, the revelation of the resurrection is one of the greatest revelations that any believer on this earth can have. We haven't laid hold enough on what is there, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We haven't laid hold enough on the deep revelation, the deep meaning, the deep consequences of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at it. He says that God raised him up, and the Bible says God exalted him to his right hand. You know those scriptures? God raised him up, and he's now seated on the right hand of the Father. And that God gave him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in the earth, and of things under the earth. There is no realm where the name of Jesus does not command authority. And it was at Jesus' resurrection that he received that authority and the ability to be able to impart that same authority to believers forever. Not just for a season, not just for a moment, not just for a year, but forever. It was at the resurrection. It was because of the resurrection that the fullness of the Godhead became made available to you and to me. It was because of the resurrection. Hallelujah. No wonder Paul said that I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not that I have already attained. This is Philippians chapter 10. Philippians chapter 3 from verse 10 to 12. Not as though I were already perfect, I'd already attained, but I press. This one thing I do, I press towards the mark of God's high calling. I want to attain unto the full resurrection from the dead. I want to attain unto the fullness of everything that exists in that resurrection for me. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, that everything that was paid for, everything he suffered for, everything that he sacrificed for, can be made a living reality in my life. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. If by any means, I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If by any means that I might attain, unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth unto those things that are before, I press. Hallelujah. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press. I want everything that Jesus died for to be made a living reality in my life. I want to attain unto the resurrection of the dead. The resurrection of Christ, the revelation of the resurrection of Christ is one of the greatest revelations that exists in our covenant with God that believers must attain unto. Satan will do everything within his power to stop you and to stop me from attaining unto the revelation of the resurrection. Everything Jesus did, he did for us. You and I belong to Jesus, and Jesus belongs to us. Because of his death, his burial, and his resurrection, we have been made one with Jesus. And everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to us. If you've joined our services before, especially I think that during our very first ALO in 2024, we ministered on this. Everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to us. His deity, his authority, everything that belongs to Jesus. His deity, his authority, his immortality, and his anointing. Everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to you. His deity, his divinity, his deity, his godliness belongs to you. His authority belongs to you. His immortality belongs to you. His anointing belongs to you. Everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to you. That's because of his resurrection. That's because of his death, his burial, and his resurrection from the dead. Everything. No wonder Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, if there's no resurrection, then forget about the faith. Forget about being believers. Forget about being called the children of God. If there was no resurrection, because one of the things that Satan did was to create, in his usual strategic but stupid ways, he created an erroneous teaching in those days to attack the reality of the resurrection. To say to the believers, the resurrection did not happen. And if the resurrection did not happen, you are going to die and you will never conquer death. You will never rise up from the dead. But that's a lie, like every other lie that he peddles. Because the resurrection happened, because Jesus died and he rose from the dead, you and I will never die. And when we go to sleep in Christ, which is what the world calls death, we will be raised up in glory. We'll be raised up in glory with a fresh, incorruptible life, fresh, incorruptible body. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, the revelation of the resurrection Glory to God. Let's go to John chapter 1. John chapter 1 of his fullness. That resurrection imparted to Christ the fullness of the Godhead. The resurrection of Christ imparted to him the fullness, because it took the glory of God to raise him up from the dead. It took the glory of God to raise him up from the dead. Hallelujah. And the fullness of the Godhead was imparted to him when he was raised up from the dead. The fullness of the Godhead was imparted to him when he was raised up from the dead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I'm going to look for that scripture. I think it's in Romans 8. They talk about Jesus was raised from the dead by the glory of God. It was the glory of God that raised him from the dead. It was the glory of God that raised him from the dead. It's probably somewhere in Romans. I'll dig it up and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. The spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. That same spirit will give life to your mortal body. If children, then we're heirs, so be that we suffer with him, that we may be glorified with him. We're joint heirs with Christ. Those are not the ones I'm looking for. I'm going to get that particular scripture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus was raised from the dead by the glory of God. He was raised from the dead by the glory of God. I know this is not something that I want to give a lot of time to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise God. Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. I really wanted to have that scripture tonight. It just came right in my spirit. Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. Here it is. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Lord. Hallelujah. We were buried, the Amplified says, we were buried therefore with him by the baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, so we too might habitually live and behave in newness of life. I really like the King James in this particular scripture. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Jesus was raised from the dead by the glory of God. When Jesus was raised from the dead, it was because of that resurrection that he received the fullness of the Godhead. And that fullness of the Godhead became accessible and available to other human beings because he became human like us. Because he experienced the nature of human, the fallible nature of humans, and yet was not corrupted. When he died, he was raised by the glory of God, and the glory of God granted him fullness of the Godhead. And that fullness was imparted to human beings. In John, look at that, in John chapter 1. This is where we are starting our studies from. The revelation of the resurrection. In John chapter 1, let's read this quickly in the Amplified, in verses 16. Let's read this from the King James first, verse 16 and 17. And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. In the Amplified, it says in verse 16, for out of his fullness, abundance, we have all received, we have all had a share, and we were all supplied with one grace after another, and spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, and even favor upon favor, gift heaped upon gift, out of his fullness. That fullness of the Godhead, which he received at his resurrection, he made available to us. Part of that fullness is his deity, his dominion, his royalty, his anointing. Part of that fullness is his deity, his dominion, his royalty, his authority, his dominion, his authority, and his anointing. Out of his fullness, we have all received. Out of his fullness. One of the things we have received as a result of the fullness that Jesus received because of his resurrection, one of the graces we have received is the grace of authority or the grace of dominion. Of his grace, look at that. And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. Grace for grace. Out of his fullness is abundance. We have all received. We all had a share in, and we were all supplied with one grace after another, one spiritual blessing after spiritual blessing, and even favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. One of the things, one of the graces we received as a result of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, one of the graces we received was the grace of authority, the grace of dominion. Remember, always remember this. Always remember this. Everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to you. Always remember that. Everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to you. The Bible calls you and me joint heirs with Christ. We are joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. We are one with him. We belong to him. Everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to you. His deity, his authority, his immortality, his anointing, everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to you. One of the graces we receive out of his fullness is the grace of authority and dominion. Actually, it was the first grace. It was the first grace given to man at the very beginning in creation, in Genesis 1, 26 to 28. The Bible says, God said, let's make man in our own image. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and everything that creeps upon the earth. Let them have dominion. It's the first grace they received. When Jesus sent the disciples out, the very, very first grace He gave to them authority. He said, go, take my authority. Take my authority. When he rose from the dead, the very first thing he unleashed to the disciples, to the church, was his authority. His authority. We might read some of those things some of those scriptures if we get a little chance here. Just before we run out of time, I want to keep this short tonight. It's my introduction. And I don't want to weigh you down with too much, with too many heavy thoughts. too many deep scriptural thoughts. I just want us to get started, stir up a desire within you to go out and study some of these things and give you a few little nuggets here and there and stir within you a hunger to lay hold on everything that is the product of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Of his fullness have we all received. Of his fullness have we all received. Then, in Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, in Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, hallelujah, glory be to God. Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, I'm going to read that from the King James. It'd be awesome to read that actually from some of these other translations as well. Some of these other translations, New Living Translation and Message Translation, in addition to the Amplified. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Colossians chapter 2. Let's read this first from the King James, and then I'm going to see if I can read a few other translations here. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. It says, for in him, that is talking about Christ, because of his resurrection. You see, if you know the word of God is always in context, you back up all the way and go to the very beginning it was talking, and you keep on going, you'll see it's talking a lot. The context was the work of Jesus, what Jesus attained unto. A lot of that is reflected right here in this section of the epistles here. But then he says in verse 9, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Remember in John chapter 1, in verse 16 and 17, we saw the Bible say, out of his fullness we have all received. Right? Here in Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, he says, in him, watch this now, in Jesus dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And we're going to read it from the Amplified because it really expands it out well. I really love it. In Jesus dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Then he says in verse 10, see, in Jesus dwells all the fullness. What about you and what about me? Well, because of Jesus' resurrection, the fullness of the Godhead that dwells in him bodily became imparted to you and to me, became accessible to you and to me. Look at it there in verse 10, Colossians chapter 2 and verse 10. He says now in verse 9, he says, in him, in Jesus, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In verse 10, he says, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. You. So he received fullness. He is the fullness. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in him, in whom resides the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That means if Jesus has the fullness of the Godhead and you are complete in Jesus, it means you also have access to the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Let me slow down and say that again for emphasis so that you can chew on it a little bit. If in Jesus dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you and me, we both are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power, then that means you and I, because we're complete in him, we also have access to the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Exactly what we learned in John chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. In Jesus is that fullness. The fullness didn't start with us. It didn't come from us. It is in Jesus. But because of Jesus, that fullness has been made available to you and to me. And part of that fullness, like we learned in John chapter 1, are the graces, including the grace of authority. Out of his fullness. Glory to God. Yeah, let's read that from the Amplified. Let's read Colossians chapter 2 in the Amplified. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9. Look at this. Let's read this in the Amplified. For in him the whole fullness of deity, the Godhead. For in him the whole fullness of deity, the Godhead, continues to dwell in bodily form, giving complete expression of the divine nature. Listen to this. In Jesus, because of his resurrection, the Bible didn't say that before he died and rose from the dead. The Bible didn't say that. The Bible didn't say that. This scripture right here, Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, would not have been accurate before Jesus went through the corridor of death and rose from the dead. His resurrection made it possible. His resurrection made this a reality. But it made it a reality not only for Jesus. Remember what we read in Philippians chapter 2 from verse 10. Say, therefore God, wherefore God also has highly exalted him. That was not before his death. That was not before his death. It was his resurrection that made that possible. God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every other name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things on earth, things in heaven, things on the earth, and things underneath the earth. It's because of his resurrection that scripture became a reality. And here in Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 in the Amplified, for in him the whole fullness of deity, the Godhead, continues to dwell in bodily form, giving complete expression of the divine nature. In Jesus. In Jesus, there is the complete expression of the divine nature. In Jesus, there is the complete expression of the divine nature. Before Jesus went to the cross, there wasn't the complete expression as a human, because he was fully human. Before he went to the cross and died, there wasn't a complete expression of the fullness of deity in bodily form. No, that did not exist. Because if that existed, then he could not have died. He could not have died. Jesus died. You know, there's a whole religion in the world, one a very popular religion, that is built on the lie that Jesus did not die on the cross. That's another lie that Satan created. And there's a whole religion, it's a huge religion with billions of people following, that is built on the lie that Jesus did not actually die. It says somebody has just about the year, they crucified him, they put him on the cross, but they replaced him with somebody else. It wasn't him. Actually, I think that religion probably says they didn't crucify him. They swapped him out. Yes, he was judged by Pilate, he was punished by the Jews, but towards the time of the resurrection, they swapped him out. It was not him who died. It's a lie of the devil. See, because so many things, everything about our faith hinges on the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan would do anything to fight the revelation of that resurrection in the life of a believer. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's why we're studying this. That's why the Lord has a way. We're going to study this for a few weeks. and just grow in it and just grow in it. Forgive me if there are some things I say that you've heard before, that you've known before. Praise God. Glory to God. You knew them before. The Lord wants you to hear them again. The Lord wants you to study them again. And the Lord wants those things, the reality of those things, to be made manifest in your life again. Hallelujah. In Him, Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, in the Amplified, for in Him the whole fullness of deity, the Godhead, continues to dwell in bodily form, giving complete expression of the divine nature in Christ. Verse 10, and you are in Him, made full and having come to fullness of life. You have been made full and you have come to fullness of life in Christ. You too are filled. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. You too. Somebody say, me too. Me too. Me too. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Me too. Thank you, Jesus. Me too. Me too. Thank you, Jesus. Me too. Me too. Hallelujah. He says, you and you are in Him, made full, and having come to fullness of life in Christ, you too. You are filled with the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and you reach full spiritual stature. You, me too, you too. You reach full spiritual stature. And He, Jesus, is the head of all rule and authority of every angelic principality and power. Jesus is the head of all rule and authority of every angelic principality and power. And He took some of that authority and He gave it to you. He gave it to you. You are complete in Him. You are complete in Him. He took that authority, that full divine expression, the full expression of the divine nature. He imparted it to you. He imparted it to me. We have the authority of Christ. We have the dominion of Jesus. Of His fullness, you too, me too, of His fullness we have received. Oh, saints. The revelation of the resurrection. Saints. So much packed into it. Oh, so much packed into it. I love the way he says, you too, you can reach full spiritual stature. You can reach full spiritual stature on this earth. That means you can reach full maturity in Christ, where everything that belongs to you is a reality in your life. You know, it tells us in the book of Galatians, you know, I'm talking about children. Children cannot inherit. They can't inherit the promises. Children cannot inherit the promises that have been made. And he says, we were like that. We were like under tutelage, under servants. The servants that were sent to kind of nurture us until the fullness of time came. And when Jesus paid the price for us, suddenly we gained access. Read this in Galatians. I believe it's Galatians chapter 4. This is another one of those scriptures that I didn't know I was going to read tonight. So I certainly did not read it ahead of the service or prepare it. But I think that's Galatians 4. And I believe that the Lord wants us to read that tonight as I get ready to close. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Read this now. Now I say, this is Galatians chapter 4 from verse 1 in the King James. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. But he is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. before Jesus came, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. Satan could have put us in bondage, and he was right to do it. Satan could have put us in bondage, and he was right to hold us in bondage. Verse 4, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. That we might receive the adoption of sons. Jesus was the first begotten from the dead. And because of Jesus, we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son, Jesus, into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no more a servant, but you are a son. And if you are a son, then you are an heir of God through Christ. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, somebody say, I'm no longer a servant. Say, I'm no more a servant. I'm an heir, a joint heir with Christ. That's why the Bible says you can reach full spiritual stature, where everything that belongs to you in Christ can be made available to you, and you can walk in the reality of it. You can have the grace of life. You can have favor. You can have authority. You can have dominion. You can have total life prosperity. You can have revelation knowledge. You can have hope. You can have graces. You can have wisdom. That everything that is available to you in Christ can be a reality in your life. Because you are no longer a servant now. You are a joint heir with Christ. You are a joint heir with Christ. I'm going to close this tonight. Let's close. I think this is a lot. This is enough to start off with, to chew on. Let's start off with this. And when we come back, let's take this further. Let's do a little recap by God's grace when we get back and take this further. And talk about all the authority that Jesus has, all authority, which we have read a lot about it tonight. Talk about how he gave you all that authority. Talk about how Jesus knew you would need his authority to function in this earth. He knew we would need that authority. We cannot function in this earth. We can't function on this earth without the authority of Christ. We can't. We can't win our battles. We can't win the victory without the authority of Jesus. How the authority you've been given is the restoration of the dominion that Adam lost in the Garden of Eden. It's the restoration of that dominion. It's not any different. The dominion that God gave him. And that in order to take what belongs to a strong man, you must bind him first. And because you are a strong man, you cannot be bound. You have the authority of God. Satan is not authorized to take anything that belongs to you. As long as you are walking in your authority in Jesus. When you walk in Jesus, you are walking in the light. And Satan can, and darkness cannot rule over you. Darkness cannot rule over you. Now, although God's authority, Jesus' authority has been given to you, nothing in the kingdom of God will come to you without a fight. How to take the fight and take it to the camp of the enemy. Remember the Bible says about John the Baptist. It said somewhere there, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent takes it back. Nothing will come to you on a platter. Nothing will come to you. Even though it's promised, even though it's been released, even though Jesus has given it, like we just read in some of the scriptures we read tonight, Satan is going to fight you every inch. Let's stop. There's so much more. There's so much more out there. We'll go as far as we sense grace. And grace, I know, is not limited from the Lord. There's fullness. But many times when we hit a cap and it's like, that's enough for now, and return to it sometime in the future, then we will stop. But we're going to study a little bit. Hallelujah. Father, we honor you tonight. We give you glory and praise. Thank you for your holy word. Thank you for this service. Thank you, God, for my brothers and sisters, everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless them tonight. Thank you for the reality and the revelation of the resurrection. We walk in that reality. We walk in the fullness of your word, in the fullness of your mandate. Lord, we walk in the fullness of that which you have spoken, that which you have declared, that which you have commanded. We recognize what Jesus did for us on the cross. We lay hold fully on the substance, the fullness of it, that which has been promised to us. We enter in. Even as the Holy Spirit ushered us into this first teaching tonight on this great masterful subject. Father, we're so thankful. So much revelation, so much grace that you made available to us tonight. Lord, we continue to enter in. We continue to enter in until we attain unto the full stature, full spiritual stature of maturity in Christ. Until we lay hold, we take everything that is ours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you the glory and the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Saints, thank you so much for joining us tonight. So excited. Woo! The word of God is truly like a river. It's flowing. And the Holy Spirit is like a river just flowing out of us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a blessing. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. We're out of time. We got to go tonight. I really, really enjoyed tonight's teaching. And I hope you did. I hope you take some time to kind of do some study on your own later on, afterward. Let's look forward to our next teaching next week by God's grace. Thank you again for being here tonight. God bless you. Good night.